We're joined now on the phone by Jane Pinsky, who is the director of the North Carolina Coalition for Lobbying and Government Reform, nonpartisan organization that's been fighting for redistricting reform for more than a decade now, and that fight goes on. Jane Pinsky joining us now on the phone. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So what was your reaction to the decisions that were made by the General Assembly, that joint committee last week? Was any of it a surprise at all?
I can't say it was a surprise. I was a little saddened by it because on Friday, August 4th, a number of North Carolinians took the time to come to Raleigh and offer testimony about what they saw as good criteria and a good way to draw a map. And for the most part, what those people had to say was completely disregarded. The closest we get to any good criteria is one that, as I say, and I'm sure a number of your listeners will go, duh, which is that the district should be compact, not those jellyfish, squiggly snake things that we've seen in the past.
Right.
Otherwise, we think that the criteria are basically not criteria.
Yeah, and some of the criteria that they agreed upon and kind of patted themselves on the back for were constitutionally required, like every district should have about the same number of people in it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's law, that's not criteria. The fact that you need to keep counties whole as much as possible is established law through a number of lawsuits. The fact that we have to follow the Voting Rights Act is also established law. What we'd hope they'd do would be something that said districts should truly be contiguous, not touching, you know, from one street corner to the next, or there's one congressional district here where the thing that makes it contiguous is if the member of Congress is willing to swim or canoe across the Cape Fear River. We wanted to get rid of those parts of things, and we wanted to get rid of the idea that you draw a map to protect an incumbent. And despite hearing from a lot of citizens, they chose to do exactly that. They wrote the rules so that incumbents are protected.
So what are the policies that should be enacted? What are the reforms that you want to see?
Well, we obviously, as I said, we want to see compact, and we want that measured by their two basic measurements that you use. One just measures the area that a district covers, and the other measures the perimeter, the distance around. So we think that's pretty basic. We'd like districts to truly be contiguous so that swimming across a river doesn't constitute the two parts of the district touching. Obviously, we do want to follow state and federal law, but most importantly at all, and what we think the key factor is that none of us are going to look at the political factors, where an incumbent lives, what the results of the past election were, what voter turnout was, what voter registration is. We think drawing it without political factors will let it represent citizens, not people who want to get reelected.
Speaking with Jane Pinsky again, director of the North Carolina Coalition for Lobbying and Government Reform, nclobbyreform.org is their website if you want to get online and find out more. So when it comes to reforms and policies and procedures for redistricting that would actually guarantee a representative body in the state house and the state senate and the U.S. House of Representatives, is there support for that in the General Assembly? I know there's a couple of people sort of in leadership positions in the GA that are preventing any of these bills when they get introduced from actually getting to a vote. But if they actually did get to a vote, would they pass?
If it got to a vote and people could vote their conscience, yes, it would pass. We have very strong leadership on legislation from Republican members of the House and several senators, unfortunately, none of them Republican, on the bill. There are Republicans and Democrats who look at us and say it was wrong when the Democrats did it, it's wrong when the Republicans do it. This is not about politicians. It's about the people of North Carolina. So I think if we could get it to the floor, it would pass. It passed the House once 6 years ago, and we think it could pass again. But the leadership sees it as a way of preserving their majority in their jobs.
So now that the Joint Committee last week did what it did, what do you expect to see? What should we expect to see happen in the future? The map's going to come out. The deadline is September 1st, so sometime in the next 2 weeks we'll see a map. But what do we expect it to look like, and what do we expect to happen after that?
Well, you know, I can't make a greatly educated guess about what the maps will look like. I think that they will be slightly less racially gerrymandered than the ones that they did in 2011. I think they will continue to be very highly partisan gerrymanders. In North Carolina, race and partisan identification are almost always synonymous. You know, the overwhelming majority of African Americans in this state belong to the Democratic Party, and the majority of members of the Republican Party are white. So I think that's a problem. I think that we're going to see maps that don't really change the makeup of the General Assembly. They're going to tinker at the edges. And I think one of the signs of that is that next Tuesday or Wednesday, the General Assembly is supposed to hold a series of hearings across the state. It's a week out, and we can't find out where and when and who. So I think they're hoping to kind of sneak in under the radar with this instead of giving people a chance to speak out.
Do you expect there to be another court challenge when the map does come out?
I'm sure there will be another court challenge. I also think there's a possibility that the three judge panel that made them rewrite these districts is just going to say, you know, forget it. We've given you a chance, and now we will bring in someone to draw the maps. That would be someone that the courts would call a special master. They certainly threatened it at the hearing. And I think one of the mistakes that the majority has done is to disrespect the three judges on that panel. They all express their dislike of being ignored, because we are now 53 weeks since that court said we need new districts.
Speaking again with Jane Pinsky, North Carolina Coalition for Lobbying and Government Reform, nclobbyreform.org is the website. Jane, before we let you go, what else do people need to know about this issue? How else can people get more information and get involved if they want to?
Well, there are a bunch of things people can do. In no particular order, something I encourage them all to do is obviously go to the coalition website, go to a website that we maintain, endgerrymanderingnow.org. Go to the General Assembly website and submit comments. And I would encourage everyone to pick up the phone and call their legislator, regardless of party, and say, you know, the way this is going is not the way it should go. And last but not least, if they've got 10 minutes, put a comment online, send a letter to the editor, say, you know, that the legislature is not treating the citizens fairly. They're not giving us credit for being educated, intelligent voters.
NClobbyreform.org is the coalition's website. Again, ngerrymanderingnow.org. You can visit there, too, to find out more information. Jane Pinsky, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.